Hello, I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is Adventures in Wine Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
We're sitting here today. We've got a couple guests. We've got, who are these people? Local, the brilliant artist, Kyla Strid, and local restaurateur and entrepreneur, Louis Wigan-Tacolino. We're so glad you guys could pop by. It is December 3rd today, and we are gonna open the third wine as a result of that. Louis, do you wanna pull that sucker out? You guys can also say hello if you want to.
Hello.
Hello. I didn't want to interrupt you.
You were on a roll.
I was on a roll. Okay, so we've got today Le Champ d'Or. That means something of gold.
Fields.
The fields of gold.
Fields of gold.
It is a French Merlot. Louis, do you want to do the honors and open this up? You can do it by the microphone so there's a nice background. And then Sarah's going to tell us a little something about this.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to just comment on the fact that this is a French wine, but the label seems to have sunflowers on it, which I think is a nice Kansas connection. It's like, you know, the best of both worlds.
Because we are in Kansas. They have sunflowers in Europe as well, don't they?
Nope.
They do not?
Okay. Nowhere but Kansas. Well, only Kansas.
They should cut it the fuck out. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to cuss so much. We discussed that earlier.
Okay, well, this is a Merlot from southern France, from a place known as the Pays d'Oc. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly at all. But they have been making wine there for centuries and are very, very proud of the winemaking tradition they have developed there. According to the Around the World in 24 Wines website, this wine is supposedly a plush fruity red that is, again, 100% Merlot.
100% Merlot.
Oh, it's the queen of red grapes.
Oh!
Prized for its alluring, seductive, velvet-textured character. Ours is distinctive.
Whoa!
This is what the label says.
I'm also prized for my velvet character.
Oh, it goes on.
It is it's a nice-looking bottle. I like the look of it.
You like it?
So far, the designs, the label design has been,
nice.
Been real nice across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to pour it out?
Do you know if these are exclusive Costco wines?
I do not.
Have an import exclusive?
I don't know if these are even like real wines or if it's just like they pay someone to make 24 labels and they just put whatever in them.
Yeah, here would be another good test is do they sell the large format bottles? Like if you like it, can you go buy one? Or did they not have enough wine to do that?
I'm a little worried I'm overpouring.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to make it to four.
I know, I'm sorry.
Here, we'll share.
No, we're not sharing. You just might not get
anything. I'm also struggling with the dripping.
Oh, that's cool. So it looks like a red wine, pouring out a nice deep plum.
Give me a red one.
And, not a ton of legs. Smells nice.
Smells pretty good.
Yeah, getting some berries, some cocoa maybe in the nose.
Whoa, very tannic.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, almost a little woody. Initial thoughts, anyone, before we break?
I don't get a lot of body on it.
You don't?
I don't.
I agree.
Seems to fade pretty quick. It's tannins. Juicy. I wonder if it would open up as it breathes or if it needs to age more.
We don't got time for that.
I know. You would think Costco would... It's an advent calendar. It's got a specific date for opening. You'd think they'd do the aging for you before you got to it.
It's now or never. Does it have a year on it?
It's 2023, I think.
22.
Oh, the wine.
Yeah. not what year are we now.
What is the alcohol percentage on this one?
13%.
Okay.
That seems normal, I think.
Okay.
For a Merlot, no? Maybe a little high?
Yeah.
All right, let's break.
Let's take a minute. Okay.
That's right.
All right. We're back, motherfuckers. I'm sorry. No.
Bleep.
Ladies, gentlemen. Friends. This is a Merlot. I think, I'm pretty sure Merlot is one of the five noble grapes of the Bordeaux region. This obviously is not a Bordeaux. And it's a single varietal, which I don't usually associate French wines with single varietals. They're usually, I feel like they're usually just named after some region and they're a blend. I'm not a wine expert. In any case, I kind of like this one. It's a little rough and ready. It's tannic, it's brash, it's woody. I'm getting like a little bit of almost like a sweet ash note in there, which is controversial, but I kind of like it. And underneath that all, there is, you've got like a fruity kind of finish, some bramble fruit, some plum. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say a little bit of quince. But not a huge wine, not a ton of body. It's slightly watery, but I like it all right. You know, I'll tell you, the last time I was in Paris, I did drink some red wine. I did not drink any Merlot. So I can't tell you if this is typical of the contemporary 2022 French Merlot. But I like it. I like it pretty good. I'm going to give it 3 jingle bells. Louis, what do you think?
Well, the label calls it the queen of red grapes, and I think this queen might have ascended to the throne prematurely.
She is a bit young.
I get some jam, some blueberries. It's got a spiciness to it, which is kind of maybe more alcohol than development. Some currants. It's got like a dark acidity to it. I think the oak is out of balance. It tastes like it was just pulled off the wood chips, but it might go really good with some food. That acidity might complement a roast or some like caramelized vegetables really nicely.
Damn, this guy's good.
He's good. Very good.
It's not my favorite. It's not terrible. I would drink it, but I wouldn't buy it or order it. That said, I think we have a very different use of the scale because I also gave it 3 jingle bells.
I feel like it's a gentleman's C. C's get degrees in this game.
Kyla?
I guess it's me. You know, I used to drink a lot of Merlot, particularly a lot of California Merlots. And this, to me, felt flat in comparison to a lot of the Merlots that I was quote-unquote raised on, but that I was introduced to. I felt like it. I wanted it to be spicier and have a more depth and complexity. So in many ways, I agree with Louis that it feels like it's young and needed more time to be in those oak barrels and get more complexity, or who knows. It feels young, and it also feels like I'm craving legs. Like, it doesn't have that stretch. Like, a nice Merlot lingers. It takes its time to unfold and show you all of its characters and layers, and this just feels like it's and done.
I think that's very legit.
Yeah,
and
very good. Very good.
Yes. So, but I also, that said, I also gave it 3 jingle bells.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm gonna be the disruptor here.
Uh oh.
So, I said These fields of gold are a little harsh for me, which I think is true. The wine label promised velvety. I'm getting prickly sour and slightly bitter. This wine is not deplorable, but it is definitely no gold medalist in my book. So I'm giving it 1.5 jingle bells. Yeah, oh, that's right.
Going with the half jingle bells.
Oh, I like it though.
That makes the math hard.
Yeah, so I'll do the math right now.
Here, I can do a 2.5.
Oh yeah.
Does that help us? You can't change your jingles.
Did you hear what I said about this wine?
I think that the average is 2.5 anyway.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I think it works out.
Well, I think that's fair.
Wait, no, it's 2.6.
Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco. Is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World in 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast. Thank you guys so much for dropping by on December 3rd.
Absolutely.
Hope to see you again sometime.
Yeah, actually, I mean, the snow's starting to come down pretty hard out there, so if you guys want to crash here and then we can do tomorrow in the morning the next episode.
Breakfast wine after a sleepover. That sounds lovely.